us at the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 78 of a 260-part series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen in Hendersonville over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Following the same format of the 25-year-long series by the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, we call it simply Where Fitz Left Off. And over the past couple of days, we've dealt with categories of business that have established a record of family perpetuation. And today, we'll mention a couple of others. Oil distributors. Long before 1946, there was a J.H. Rabin Oil Company operated by Hall Rabin. And there was a Youngblood Oil Company owned by Pete Youngblood and managed for many years by Vic Jones. Rabin had the Texaco franchise for several counties in western North Carolina. And Dan Waddell, after marrying Hall Rabin's daughter Claire, moved from active management of a grading and earth-moving business into the Texaco operation, and then brought Bob Brummett in to handle the dozer operation. The firm has since expanded into the security field, Hall Waddell being the second-generation manager in the oil business, and his brother-in-law Steve Johnson heads up the security operation. While the two sons of Pete Youngblood are still very much alive and active, Kenneth devotes his full time to his law practice, and his brother Joe oversees the operation of Youngblood Oil Company and Fletcher Motor Company. Only one laundry in town that was operating back 50 years ago is still operated by descendants of the founding family. That would be Miller's on King Street, with facilities also in Laurel Park Village. The firm was founded by Norman Miller, and then four sons came into the business with him, Winfield, Norman, Ted, and Bert. And now it's Bert and Catherine Drake Miller's son, Jeff, that carries on this business. I can still see Lou Sherman, with a George Burns-type cigar in his mouth, swaggering up and down Main Street in front of the old Sherman Sporting Goods and Jewelry Store. It's expanded a lot from back then. They have stores in a number of malls in Western Carolina today, and succeeding Calman and brother-in-law Walter Gazer is Becky Sherman Banadego and her husband. We're stretching a point to say that Star Dray and Cash Coal Company still exists. The name does, and it was founded by Elijah or Lige Patey, operated by his son Totsie and now grandson Tommy, although it no longer is a Dray company, but it still operates auto sales and service in the same location there at the railroad on 7th Avenue. At one time or another, we've had many bakeries in the area. The one that still survives started as a deli and was operated by Earl McFarlane. At one time, there was a patty cake bakery operated by John Hottle and then a quality bakery owned by Sam Hottle. But Wayne Cole went to work for Mr. McFarlane, ultimately bought him out. Wayne later sold the bakery to the colorful Art Rubin, a dynamic individual who ran the bakery until his sudden and premature death. Afterwards, Wayne Cole's son Mike would buy the bakery back and operates it today. We mentioned Quality Bakery. There was a Quality Tire Company, started by Pete Youngblood again, acquired by Alan Ashworth Freeman, a brother of Bob, down at the newsstand, and later acquired by the Charlie Murphy family, which operates it today. There was also a printing outfit on 4th Avenue East, which was operated by the Hesterly family. I remember the sign that read, Printing the Quality Press. As a kid, I thought the Quality Press was some sort of newspaper, and it was printed in that building, Printing the Quality Press. Fred Higgins worked for Mr. Hesterly for many years, and he and his son now operate that business on Main Street. A similar story with the Flanagan Printing. The Flanagans had bought out the job press equipment of the old newspaper, the Hendersonville News, and George and Harold had operated it since the 20s. Harry Clark had worked for the Flanagans most of his life and finally had the opportunity to buy the business, which is now run by his daughter. There's Martin Heating Company, founded by Bill Martin, owned and operated now by his longtime associate, Judd Ammons. Beyer Sheet Metal, which is now a hugely expanded Precision Fabricators, and which the founder, Paul, would find a bit strange, run now by his son, Roger. B&A Hyder Truck Lines, an offshoot of Old Man Clay Hyder's original Hyder Truck Lines. It's operated now by Clay's grandson, Bub. Then there was the Rosenbergs. It was operated by Jake Rosenberg. His son-in-law, Mac Pravda, would take it over and name it Mac's Menswear. Pace Heating and Plumbing, founded by Finley Pace, operated today by Finn Jr. and Pooch. And there was Thomas Produce, founded by J.R. Thomas, operated today by his son Bo and other brothers. Southern Ag, founded by my friend Hans Deem and whose son Ed now runs the operation here in Florida and Boone. And even when you add in Morris Kalin at Kalin's Furniture, Bill Deaver at Deaver's Taxi, Arnold Kemp at Dime Brand, and even add in WHKP, There are still only about 36 firms that are still around today that were operating under the same family or management 50 years ago. Memories of a seventh child of a seventh child, with the good luck to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.